I'm going to play you a very short sound clip from Kwaezi Mfumi last week.
They've had a collection of black hustlers, yes men and yes women, on their payrolls for more than 20 years. Dr. King must be spinning in his grave.
Dr. Rice, does that bother you to hear that from someone like Kwaezi Mfumi? But the microphone of that individual and others at the NAACP still does have an effect.
Oh, I know Kwaezi Mfumi. I know when he talks about yes men and yes women. African American children deserve better. All that I've seen this president do is to put into office yes men and yes women, African Americans whom he put there because he thought they could do the yes man job.
I am personally outraged, and I know the president decided not to speak before the NAACP.
Colin Powell is the Secretary of State because the president expected a yes man person to be Secretary of State for a long, long time.
Doesn't it mean that we're not doing something right in the Republican Party, either going to black neighborhoods, more trips to black churches, above the heads of these organizations, right to the people? I mean, is there something else we can do?
Well, I certainly think we need to do more in terms of getting the message out and outreach. I would agree with you, Laura. The Republican Party has some things to live down, frankly. I think people associate the Republican Party, rightly, with not having favored the important civil rights legislation of 1964 and 1965. This president just had a ceremony here for the Public Accommodations Act of 1964. Now, for me, as a little girl in Birmingham, Alabama, who couldn't go into a restaurant until that act passed, that may not mean much.
It doesn't look like it's going to get much better in 2004.
It's the bigotry of low expectations. This president has overseen a large increase in children to not read at the third grade level when they're in third grade. He's done a fantastic job.